A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to Jesus, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to Thomas, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The tragic events that took place in the city of Boston on April 15th remain etched in my mind. In my prayer, I struggle to face the mix of emotions that flood in, even as I turn to the gospel and prepare this preaching. An excerpt from the play A Sleep of Prisoners by Christopher Fry has caught me and will not let me go. Dark and cold we may be, but this is no winter now. The frozen misery of centuries breaks, cracks, begins to move. The thunder is the thunder of the flows, the thaw, the flood, the upstart spring. Thank God our time is now, when wrong comes up to face us everywhere, never to leave us until we take the longest stride of soul humanity ever took. Affairs are now soul size. The enterprise is exploration into God. Where are you making for? It takes so many thousand years to wake, but will you wake for pity's sake? Thank God, he says. Thank God our time is now, when wrong comes up to face us everywhere, never to leave us till we take the longest stride of soul humanity ever took. Thank God. Can it be that Jesus dares to speak to us in the reality of our days as he spoke to his first disciples? Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. Do we dare hear Jesus' answer to our confusion in the midst of conflicted emotions and pain over senseless violence and killing? I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The God of Moses, I am who I am, is revealed to us in Jesus, the way. If you see me, says Jesus, and you see how I act among you, you see the Father. I only do what God shows me to do. How then must Christians who follow the way meet the wrongs that come up to face us everywhere? The way is not a personal, interior set of religious beliefs. The way is an inner journey of spirit, exploration into God, propelled and guided by the Holy Spirit of God. The way is to take a long stride of soul that transforms the human heart into God's heart. The way leads us to awaken to the God who abides in us as God abides in Jesus. The way. Love your enemies. Pray for your persecutors. Forgive. Be merciful. Be compassionate as God is compassionate. Such is the way of being which Jesus teaches and embodies. Such is the way of God. Such is the way that is God. There is no more challenging time than now than to follow and to become one with the way. We are not alone as we face the soul-sized affairs of our day and age. In the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 12, Jesus speaks to us. I solemnly assure you, the one who trusts in me will do the works I do, and greater far than these. Thank God. Yes, thank God that we have been given the way.